Hi, everybody. Cheryl Atkison here. Welcome to another edition of the Cheryl Atkison Podcast. Today, massive unusual clots found in cadavers around the world since COVID and the COVID vaccines. What could it mean?
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
In this age of a highly controlled media landscape, it's never been more important to fight the heavy hand of censorship and support truly independent journalism. Go to CherylAtkison.com and click on the store tab for a great way to do that. There are all kinds of fun and functional products designed specifically for independent and free thinkers like you, featuring slogans like, "I tested positive for critical thinking," and "I need to find some new conspiracy theories, all my old ones came true." Proceeds support independent journalism causes like the ION Awards for off-narrative, accurate reporting. Go to CherylAtkison.com and click the store tab today. Like a lot of you probably, I watched and heard developments during COVID and didn't know what to make of a lot of them. Some of them I ultimately reported on, but only after diving deeply into research and getting information and sources. But one of the most intriguing and concerning developments early on, and you may have read about or seen something on this, were the reports of these weird clots supposedly being found in the bodies of people in large numbers after their death. I remember seeing some videos and interviews and wondering, could that possibly be true? Well, years later, I've been able to do some reporting on this phenomenon, and yes, it's true. While I cannot say with certainty what's causing it and what it means, these clots have been noted by pathologists, embalmers, and funeral directors around the world, as you're about to hear. Sunday, on Full Measure, this is April 7th, you can find out what I learned by watching the report. You will also see some startling images, which you will hear referred to in this podcast. You won't be able to see them in the podcast, of course, because this is audio only. But again, watch Sunday, April 7th to see the images for yourself. You'll be hearing from former Air Force Major Tom Haviland, who became interested in this phenomenon and started attempting to document and quantify these instances because, as far as we know, our public health officials, for whatever reason, are not doing so. First, you're going to hear from a second man who's tracking all of this, Richard Hirschman. Hirschman is an embalmer who's been investigating the disturbing evidence left by the dead, the mysterious clots appearing in cadavers around the world. He began connecting with embalmers and funeral directors in other countries, including Canada, the UK, and New Zealand, who were reporting the same disturbing phenomenon. So the second interview again with former Air Force Major Tom Haviland, but first, embalmer Richard Hirschman.
Let's start with the first photograph you took. Tell me why you decided to take that picture and what it shows.
Well, the very first photograph I took was in September of 2021. The reason why I took that photograph, one, I was asked to, but also there were a lot of people when I was describing the stuff that I was seeing, they just couldn't understand without an image. So I began taking the photographs back then. So when I'm talking to a doctor or I'm talking to another embalmer, I can show what I'm seeing, not just try to describe it in words.
What does that first photograph show?
That first photograph shows a very, very large white fibrous-looking clot that was literally about the length of the individual's leg itself. Clots are one of the things we run into sometimes in embalming. We're used to that, but these clots are totally different. This white fibrous structure is totally abnormal. Not always are they that big. Sometimes they're a little smaller. Sometimes they're maybe the size of your fingernail or the pinky fingernail, and sometimes they're extremely long. I've got an image of one from another individual that was 33 inches long.
What types of people are you getting these clots from?
Yes, that's a great question, because the majority of the ones that I'm seeing a lot of these clots in are older people. But it doesn't mean it's exclusive to the older people. The first person that I took a picture of was only in their mid-50s. So it's not necessarily grandma or grandpa. And I've seen them in people as young as 20. So it seems it's worse in the elderly, but it's not exclusive to the elderly.
Can you estimate about how many other embalmers or people in the same line of work you've personally had contact with who've described something similar?
Everyone that I've had personal contact with are seeing them. How many is that? I'm not exactly sure.
More than five, more than 10?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Just
I've spoken.
It can be a range. I mean,
probably in 20, 30 people that I've spoken to throughout the time. I mean, since I came out, I've had embalmers from several states, Colorado, Washington, Tennessee. I mean, just various. It's wide reaching. I've even had an embalmer from Canada get in contact with me. Over John O'Looney in the UK has gotten in contact with me. Brett Faithful in New Zealand has gotten in contact with me.
You touched on this already, but why is this so remarkable in your opinion?
It's the most remarkable thing that the blood has changed. That I can see. The most alarming is this white fibrous structure, this material that looks, it's hard to describe. It almost looks like calamari or like spaghetti or, you know, some kind of it's not blood. It's not blood. And I've had some people, I've spoken to a medical examiner, contacted me, and she was trying to tell me that these were just chicken fat clots, which chicken fat clots are something that we sometimes see. They're much smaller. They're yellowish in color, but they don't hold the shape very well. They look like literally like a little piece of chicken fat. And I had to disagree with her. You know, I'm sorry, because if these were typical post-mortem clots or chicken fat clots, then why have all of the people that I've spoken to, and I know about four of them that have over 50 years of experience, had never seen these things until recently?
You would think that with a virus nobody knew anything about and a vaccine nobody really knew anything about, there would be efforts on the part of public health officials and government agencies to monitor and investigate anything like this that's occurring in this time frame. What's been your experience with that?
Well, very, very few bodies that I've embalmed, that I embalm, are autopsied. And I don't think they're really looking into it personally. I think they know what's going on, but I can't, you know, I'm not in their office. I don't know what they're doing. It's hard for me to describe what I think is going on with them.
Have you contacted any agency, or has any agency contacted you to try to get to the bottom of this?
That's a good question. Because, no, I've never contacted like a CDC or the FDA. Why did I not? Because I saw what was happening in earlier 2021 for the doctors that are speaking out. If they're not going to listen to the doctors and the professionals in the medical field, why would they listen to an embalmer in Southeast Alabama? Have they contacted me since this? Absolutely not. I've had several doctors contact me, people that are wanting to investigate and dig deeper into this. Yes, I've had that, but not from any agency.
How many photos would you say you've taken, and how many patients does that represent?
I do not take photos of everyone. I have over 200 since September of 2021, so that's not even 2 years. So I am seeing these strange anomalies in the blood in at least 50% of the bodies that I'm embalming.
Okay. I mean, you have that's a really interesting and important story to tell. I have like one or two more questions, and then if I've left something important out, you can add it. But what kind of pushback are you getting, or have you gotten, And how would you answer the criticisms? Maybe you can lay out what some of the criticisms are and what your response is.
Yes, some of the criticisms, people think that what I have done is unethical, that I shouldn't share the stuff that I see in this embalming room. And on one hand, I sometimes see their point, because what happens in here is kind of private and it's personal. However, at the same time, if I'm seeing something that may be affecting a whole lot of people and humanity might be at stake, by saying nothing is unethical. So I'm in this dilemma of speak or stay silent. And I feel as though I'm led in a way, I almost feel like it's a God thing, that I have a purpose. I have to share this information. It's eating at my soul to leave it quiet, because many, many lives may be at stake. And no matter what's causing this, whether it's the virus, the vaccine, or whether it's, you know, Cheerios or, you know, a bad box of Cracker Jacks, something has to be found out what's causing it, because it's obviously a change in the blood. There's a change. I've talked to some doctors that think that these are post-mortem clots. And there's a difference. You have anti-mortem, which is while somebody's still alive. And then you have post-mortem, which is a clot that is formed after someone's death. Most of us in my field that I've talked to personally had a very, very hard time believing that these could possibly be just post-mortem clots. Why? Because we never seen this until 2021. All of a sudden, we went from, you know, yeah, we've seen clots, we've seen, you know, we've dealt with clots in the past, but this white fibrous stuff is something that's brand new. If these were just typical post-mortem clots, then there would be nothing new here. We would be totally used to what we're seeing. So at the same time, I've seen some things that maybe they're a post-mortem clot, maybe some of these are being formed post-mortem. Whether they're being formed anti-mortem or post-mortem is irrelevant, because it's obvious we're seeing something different. And if it's only post-mortem, then why all of a sudden are there so many people in the media that's suffering with sudden blood clots? You don't suffer blood clots if these were only post-mortem. How is it that people are having blood clots removed while they're still alive? Are they connected together? Could it be anti-mortem and post-mortem? I don't know. All I know is what I see is evidence in front of me. I've tried to document by taking pictures of them. I've tried documenting when I get home on my computer. I annotate whether this person was clotted, and I have it's no clots. It's left alone. If they're small clots, but I'm not going to say, they might be normal, but they seem a little suspicious, it's in yellow. But if it's these weird looking things that I'm seeing in the blood that I'm like, no, something's wrong with this blood, it's highlighted in orange. And over 50% of the bodies that I'm embalming are now orange. And there's a lot of yellow too. So, you know, back in the day when I might see 5, 10, 15% of the bodies that I embalm have had clots, now I'm lucky to get 15% of the bodies that I embalm that don't have clots. Why?
Much more after a short break.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit, or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Today, our information landscape is marred by propaganda and corruption, much of it influenced by the pharmaceutical, government, media complex. And there's evidence it's impacting our health in a major way. Since you're listening to this podcast, I know you're an independent thinker, and you're going to love hearing what I've learned about how it works, who's behind it, and what you can do. In my new book, Follow the Science, How Big Pharma Misleads, Obscures, and Prevails. You can order from the bookstore of your choice or at HarperCollins or Amazon. Look for Follow the Science by Cheryl Akison.
It's a story of the appearance of these strange, new, large, white fibrous clots that embalmers have been seeing for the last couple of years, which strangely started appearing after the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines.
Can you just summarize, gosh, you could probably write a book about this stuff, but just summarize in short form how you first became interested in looking into this issue.
That was done because I was working at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Ohio, as a defense contractor, and I was fired from my job in October of 2021 for refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine. So my opposition to the mandates led me to do more research on the vaccine itself and the side effects of the vaccine. And then that led me to the Died Suddenly video that then, where the embalmers were talking about these white fibrous clots.
Okay, tell me a little bit more about the information you've tried to gather and what you learned.
Yeah, in terms of the information I've gathered from the Died Suddenly movie, the embalmer said they were seeing the clots. So I decided to do a survey. It started out to be a nationwide survey in the United States, and I expanded it to Canada, UK, Australia, and New Zealand, and asked basic questions. We used a tool called SurveyMonkey, and we asked embalmers, what are you seeing? Are you seeing these white fibrous clots? When did you start seeing them? Where are you finding them on the body? And then how much and what percentage of your corpses are you seeing these white fibrous clots? So it was a very simple 2 to 3 minute survey that we administered.
Do you have an approximate number of how many people answered the survey?
Yes, 179 embalmers, active embalmers around the world answered the survey.
And do you have any idea about how many countries?
All those countries. It was U.S., Canada, U.K., Australia, New Zealand.
Okay, 5 countries.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you summarize your results?
Out of the 179 embalmers that responded, 119 of them, 66%, almost exactly two-thirds of the embalmers are indeed seeing these white fibrous clots. The second most important point is that the main consensus of these embalmers that they started seeing the clots in 2021 after the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines, and that the clots have continued into 2022 and into present day 2023.
Have you been able to learn, I don't know if this is part of your research, have you ever been able to learn whether there are any governments or any public information bodies that are collecting this data and interested in trying to figure out what it means?
To my knowledge, not. When I had the results of the USA portion of the survey done back in January, I submitted my results to the FDA for their vaccine and related biological products advisory committee meeting on the 26th of January of this year. I actually asked to speak at that meeting. They had an hour set aside for presentations. They had 20 speakers, could get 3 minutes apiece. Unfortunately, I was not selected as one of the 20 speakers. However, I did submit a written package with the results of my survey, and I've heard nothing, Cheryl, from the FDA about it since then.
What do you think the public should take away from what you found?
Well, the third most important point that I found is the percentage of corpses that the embalmers are finding these clots in. It's staggering. Of the 119 embalmers that saw the clots, 39 of them are seeing the clots between 1 to 20% of their corpses. Another 29 embalmers are seeing these clots between 21 to 40% of their corpses. There's 30 embalmers that are seeing these clots between 41 to 60% of their corpses. And there's even 17 embalmers that are seeing these clots between 61 to 80% of their corpses. So this is not a rare phenomenon. This is something really serious that's going on.
in terms of what the public should take away from this, beyond the numbers and the fact that, as far as you know, there's not a public body that's taken a look at this and trying to examine what could be causing it, what are we to think?
Well, personally, I believe that if our CDC and FDA let us down and Big Pharma continues to want to push these mRNA vaccines and things like the flu vaccine, they've come out with a recent RSV vaccine to combat the RSV virus. I personally am telling my friends and family and coworkers or people that I know not to take these mRNA-based injections.
Have you been vaccinated before?
I have not. I've been vaccinated with, when I was a childhood with measles, mumps, rubella, all the standard childhood vaccines, but I did not take any of the COVID vaccines.
So just the question of if someone says you're just sort of a guy that doesn't like vaccination and set out to prove a point against the COVID vaccine, what would be your response?
I did the survey as unbiased as I could. I sent to as many blue states as I did red states. I used a top-down and a bottom-up approach, a two-prong approach when I sent out the survey. I sent it to the 30 most populated U.S. states, to their state funeral director associations, asking the presidents of those organizations to forward the survey down to all the embalmers and that worked underneath, or they're part of members of their organization. I also looked up the email addresses for over 1,700 funeral homes around the world and sent the survey to those funeral homes directly using a bottoms-up approach to try to maximize the results. Also, when I did the survey, and no point in the survey, in the instructions of the survey, nor in the survey questions themselves, do I ever mention the words COVID or COVID-19 vaccine. I just asked embalmers, what are you seeing, when did you see it, where on the body, and how, what percentage of your corpses are you seeing this? So I tried to stay as unbiased as possible. I took every answer I got, whether it was a pro or con, and the results are what they are, and they speak for themselves. What I'd like to do, which was, basically have the FDA and CDC start doing its job. I guess that's the one point I would add, is that it's unfortunate that a private citizen like myself had to be the one to do this. This is a job that the FDA and the CDC should have been doing all along.
Introducing Whipped Seafoam Body Butter by Sirenae Cosmetics.
Hi, I'm Star, owner of the Lemonade Mermaid.
Enriched with the nourishing powers of cocoa butter, mango butter, and shea butter, our body butter whisks you away to a world of deep hydration. Experience the essence of the sea with every application, as this whipped delight leaves your skin refreshed, replenished, and ready to conquer the day. Visit thelemonademermaid.com and make your skin sing with the magic of the sea.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and that if you did, you'll leave us a great review, subscribe, and share it with your friends. Check out my other podcast, Full Measure After Hours. And now you can support independent journalism causes by visiting CherylAckison.com and clicking on the store tab. There are some thought-provoking and fun products designed exclusively for independent and free thinkers like you, such as products with the slogan, "I need to find some new conspiracy theories. All my old ones came true." Proceeds benefit independent reporting causes. Do your own research, make up your own mind, think for yourself.